This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
I was looking through some of his other stuff, too, that he had. Those businesses that you were talking to, the car wash, I think, was actually in East Cleveland.
It was on Carnegie, actually.
Oh, it was on the one, yep. I just said.
I've had confirmation.
Oh, you did. So I was right.
Our man, James Bridges.
I should have just said that right
James
away.
Got his car washed there.
He also had car washes in Brooklyn and Yonkers, too.
So. Nice.
Yeah, okay. Oh, and his sister did the one, had part of that too. So good for him. And also a piece of one of the really good steakhouses there in town too. So, all right, I want to move on here, Jeff. And I'm just trying to remember where we're going. We're going college football. Yeah, I don't know why I did that. We have like five things that we were talking about doing. But Ohio State takes on Texas. That's a noon game on Saturday at the Shoe. There was an interesting point to this game that was brought up this morning with Doug Lemaurice on the morning show about, hey, you've got two teams that are going to make the playoffs at the end of the year if everything goes right. I can't imagine either one of these two teams not making the college football playoffs. Is it less meaningful because it is the first week of the season? Does that make a difference?
In this game?
Yes.
No. No, it's the Daytona 500, Andy.
You're right. That's a great. I didn't think of it that way.
You run the biggie the first week. Here you go. Okay, it's all down here from here.
It does kind of feel that way, doesn't it?
Just keep turning left, fellas. We'll get back for the Coke Zero 400.
It's interesting.
I do think it's really cool that this game is week one, but it's weird. I will say it's weird, but that. You want good teams? Forgive me. I don't mean any disrespect here. Aren't you glad that they're playing Texas and not Miami of Ohio or Bowling Green?
Yes,
in week
and
one?
No. Like, unfortunately, because I was down there for so long, there is Bowling Green would be interesting because Eddie George is there now. But there is value to those games, and I always thought Jim Trussell saw this too. The value to those games is one game at noon or 1 o'clock where you may watch Ohio State put 40 points up the first 2 weeks of the season is a gigantic payday for those Mid-American Conference teams that come in. That's the only reason why.
And, yeah, I know.
And I like the fact that they're supporting the Ohio schools by doing that.
Okay. I get it.
That's the only reason why I like those games.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it from the Ohio State perspective. How often does that happen?
Never.
You're the Ohio State perspective guy.
I'm giving you that. And the other thing that I always find interesting, too, when you watch Ohio State is, especially the last couple of years with, you know, this rotating quarterback thing that we've got, it's always a different quarterback. And in some ways, I kind of like, I can't believe I'm saying this. I like a, like not a soft game, but a medium game to start the season off. A team that might be respected, but could give them a little bit of a challenge just because, you know, you're building, and now you're really building like a junior NFL team every year to go back out there. Now, Ohio State's in good shape when it comes to their skill players on offense. Jeremiah Smith is one of the best, if not the best, non-quarterback in college football. I love watching him.
Brian Hartline just keeps churning out these receivers, man. The NFL is loaded with Ohio State wide receivers, though.
They've also got, I mean, look, Carnell Tate's back. Brandon Innes is back for this year, too. They've got a freshman named Quincy Porter that's in this year. I don't know how many freshmen we're actually going to get to see Ohio State. And you know how deep they are, right? I mean, they are super deep. I hope Bo Jackson plays in this game. I really do. I don't know where he is.
Bad hips at all?
No, the other one. The new one. The local one. The one from here. Man, the kid was just dynamic in high school. I love watching him play. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I think, you know, if you were used to like Arvo Reese is a name that we all know because he's from here. Sonny Styles is a guy that comes back. We all understand. Caleb Downs is one of the best players in the country. Lorenzo Styles Jr. is another guy that is another impact guy for Ohio State. They just reload every year. It's unbelievable. And they sit here, and I think it's interesting that Texas comes in. They're the number one team in the country. And yet, I think Texas is the underdog in this game. I should probably look before I speak something like that. But Max Clair, this tight end that they've got that came in that was a transfer, I'm looking forward to seeing him. Ohio State's offense is going to be good. Sure, go ahead.
I'm anxious to see Arch Manning.
Oh, no, I'm not mad about that, too. I'm anxious to see that, too.
I want
to
see this kid. Is he worth all the hype? Is he going to be Manning worthy? Is he Peyton Eli number one pick worthy?
I do think it's interesting. His family said he needs time to mature.
And you know what?
He needs time to get better.
That's smart. Shador fans, Dylan Gabriel fans, listen up.
Are you locked into this game? Because I don't remember you being as locked into a college football game as you are right now, outside of the playoffs.
I do. Don't yell at me. I do believe I have nothing going on at noon on Saturday afternoon.
Uh-oh.
And that means I'll be watching the football game.
I think we're in. Hey, Dan, I think we just got invited to Jeff's house on Saturday.
I don't think you did.
I think we did. I'll bring the Fritos.
You will?
Yeah. Dan, what are you bringing?
Scoops?
Yeah,
bring scoops. I feel it's our time, don't you, Andy?
Yes, Mr. Hand.
So I think this is our chili.
Ooh. I missed it. I feel like the Big Ten just doesn't matter anymore. And I know there's this whole Michigan thing.
You know what matters, Andy?
Money?
The Big 30. The top 30 teams in the that super conference is going to be so fun. I can't wait.
Have you been following the State Portnoy story too, by the way? Like, I can't believe the fact I'm even saying it right now. I know Dan's a little bit into this too. So, you know, they made him a part of the Fox show, the Fox pregame show. And then there's been all the story about whether he can, you know, come on campus. Could he be on set? Can he do whatever? I think if there's a big winner before this game starts, it's him. Right, Dan? Portnoy and Barstool are the big winner because if someone truly did ban him, and I heard different stories coming out of Columbus, he took it, he leaned into it, and he made it bigger than life for the folks that didn't actually know him.
The term mind-numbing gets thrown around quite often lately. That's where I am with this. Why do I care? Why should I care? This has nothing to do with anything that is taking place on a football field. Why do I care?
I don't know. Why do we care? Why has it become such a gigantic story? You know, I listened to the afternoon show. They're going back and forth with what's going on in Columbus. Why am I forgetting? Former Buckeye.
Tyvis Powell.
No, it's not Tyvis. But he's
Bobby
on 90s.
Carpenter?
Yeah, Bobby Carpenter. That's it. Sorry. All I could think about was Lancaster. I could think about where he's from. Couldn't think of his name. So, you know, they've been kind of going back and forth.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing.
Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
And they've been ripping each other a little bit. I think it's been good for Carpenter too, because he gets even more exposure nationally. And then it goes, but why do we care? Why do we care about all this? Because it's smack talk and we get to listen to it.
I think some of it is the fact that Dave Portnoy is a big Michigan booster, which I know ticks a lot of people off. Oh, you're giving money to a school that.
But he came out and said, Michigan lives rent free in Ohio State's head. He's right. He was right when he said it. If anyone cares that he's on campus, who cares? You think he's the first guy that doesn't like the Buckeye? I mean, Desmond Howard is out there every week. Think Desmond likes Ohio State? He shouldn't. I don't know. I find it weird. All
think
that stuff.
Kirk Herbstreit likes Ohio State? Some days.
Depends. Wheels is in a car. Wheels.
Hey, guys. What's I was up? Just trying to see what your take is on Arch Manning. And all. I see all these Browns fans wanting him. I don't think they realize the Mannings aren't going to let the Browns ruin Arch. They're going to do the same thing they did with Eli and say, yeah, you're not drafting him, and if you do, you're going to trade him.
That's an assumption on your part, Wheels.
I mean, I do you really think they're going to let the Browns ruin Manning?
I don't know. You tell me. What's the – I mean
– Ask Peyton, because he and the Haslams are
friends.
Yeah,
that's the question.
And, yeah, the Haslams are good behind closed doors, 100%, but – we all know how the Browns work. Look how many quarterbacks. It's been, 25 years? We still have yet to find one outside of Baker, and we ran him off?
I couldn't tell you what the Mannings think about the Browns.
I think you're right. I just don't think it'll be very obvious if he doesn't want to come to Cleveland.
It won't be Eli going to the Chargers, obvious.
Right. That felt disrespectful. I think they'll figure out a way to... to make
it nicely.
Yeah.
don't take our kid.
Although, if he has a great year and we have the number one pick and he says, I'm coming out.
I would love him. Don't get me wrong. I would love, Arch. I would love Arch. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. I want to see what it looks like. Wheels, thank you.
Andy, I'm with you. I want to see, is he the guy who should be the number one pick? In fact, if he is going to come out in 2026, is he that guy? I don't know. I want to see all season.
I want to kind of sink my teeth into Nussmeier a little bit, Garrett Nussmeier. I'm intrigued because I watched his dad play when his dad was at Idaho, and I thought his dad was the best quarterback. Was he the best? He was the best quarterback in the Big Sky while I was there, and I would watch him, and it was like everyone wanted to see him. But I'm also, I'm a huge Drew Aller fan, and I want to see what Drew Aller looks like. So I'm not anointing Arch Manning right away as the quarterback I think the Browns should take, nor am I saying he's the number one quarterback if he chooses to come out. Let's watch. Let's sit back. That's why I think this is great. This is why I love it. Kate Klubnick. What's Kate Klubnick all about?
I want to see what he's all about. That's the one I'm fascinated with. And the reason is, on top of A, I want to see what he looks like, but B, Dabo has avoided the portal. and has built this thing from the ground up, and they're saying that this is the year that we are going. Like, I think it was last year, the only teams that didn't bring in transfers, I believe, were Army, Navy, and Clemson. Those are the only teams that didn't hit the portal.
Huh.
So I want to see what this looks like, because Dabo has very much been like, I don't want to deal with the portal. I want to build this thing from the ground up. And this is year two, year three with Cade Klubnik as quarterback that he's picked through this whole thing. And I want to see what it looks like.
Can I throw in
Oklahoma's got a pretty good quarterback, too. I mean, there are plenty of
Dylan Raiola up at Nebraska, who I am perpetually intrigued by and want to see what he looks like. It's going to be a fun college season. I'm in, man. This is going to be a ball.
Isn't it weird that we're all into, and like on the outside, college athletics just looks so dirty. I'm sorry. It just doesn't. But everything's up top, and now Jeff's right. Like, it's almost like you want to say, okay, here's the 30 best teams. Let's go. I'm good with it.
There's one other aspect of this that we're kind of forgetting. There's no guarantee that the Browns are going to be in a position, if in fact Arch Manning is the guy, that they're going to be in a position to take Arch Manning.
True.
The Browns might not look like great shakes on paper. They have a defense that might prevent them from getting the number one pick. I don't think they'll get the number one pick on their own. I don't. I think they'll win too many games. And if I have the number one pick, I doubt if I'm going to trade it for two number ones.
The other point is, at what point, if they have a slow start, do you just go all in on making sure you get that number one pick? That this franchise knows how to do that. Let me say, they know how to do that. If they need to, they know how to get there.
Well, also need to bring up
last year, Andy.
Bring up Lenora Sellers at North Carolina State too. That's another. I think, or no, South Carolina State. One of the two. Anyway, Lenora Sellers out there.
Yeah, the other storyline too in college football this year too that I like. Tell me, you're not going to have your eyes all over North Carolina.
Oh God, yeah.
I'm fascinated to see what Bill Belichick looks like in college. I think it'll be successful. I really do. I just think he's got to lighten up just a little bit. And I don't know if it's to the media or to the players.
Yeah, you know,
he's doing the Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks is back on.
The thing about Bill in college to me is this. I think he has to present a better front, because he's selling North Carolina football. He's trying to get kids to come there and play football for him. He's representing the university.
Do you really think he cares about that?
Well, I think he better, because there's a whole board of governors and everything else that does care. And they're, you know, Robert Kraft was held hostage by a great head coach. And I mean that with nothing but praise for right. Bill. You're not going to get rid of a great head coach. So Bill can go out there and be a curmudgeon in front of the media and everything else. You can't. I don't think you can do that in college.
I think he can be a curmudgeon in front of the media. I think he'll be able to do it. There are plenty of coaches out there in college that don't actually have to be the nicest guy.
They just need to answer a couple questions,
and he's great at that.
They're presenting a good front for their university and their program. You know, Nick Saban wasn't all warm and friendly, but Nick was terrific. And you know, here I am, and I personally just don't think you can do that. I hope for Bill's sake that he's a little more. I don't even know.
Lighten up?
I don't want to say warm and fuzzy, because that's not going to happen. But just a little more affable. A little more. Just,
and especially for the college season coming up, this is for Pete Thamel, ESPN.
Yeah.
At the Texas-Ohio State game, 31 scouts from 20 teams are going to be there. Two NFL GMs will be live there. At LSU-Clemson this weekend, 35 scouts and 5 GMs will be at that game. At Notre Dame-Miami, 30 scouts will be there. 4 GMs expected to be there as well. And that's according to Pete Thamel of ESPN. So trust me, there's a lot of eyeballs from all over the league on all these games.
This is a big weekend. Big weekend. Man, it's going to be fun. I can't wait till we talk about it on Monday. And we'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow as well, as we get set to talk more about Ohio State and Texas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.